Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, good evening, friends. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to Praying for America. I have a treat for you tonight because we've got not one, but two special guests. As usual, we will go into the Word of God as we're still celebrating this season of the resurrection. We'll read one of the resurrection passages, but we want to delve into what's going to happen in one of the most critical states in this year's election, the state of Michigan, because we have with us the state director for Michigan, for Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America, one of our great friends and colleagues in the movement. Her name is Brooke Baker, and she's visiting our Priest for Life headquarters today. And we also have our own national political coordinator, Erin Parfait. So let's turn to both of them even before we pray and welcome you both to the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really delighted to be here.
Well, thanks for all that you do. We just gave you a tour of our facility, so you see the great tools the Lord has given us to do this work.
You've got a wonderful spot here. I love the campus here. It's very cool.
It is great. It is. And Erin is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about some changes happening in your work. But
well, thank you for having me on. It's always an honor to be on this show.
Yes, and many of our viewers know you, of course, and you've been giving us good political, practical guidance over the last couple of years. So, friends, let's go into the Word of God. I want to read today from Matthew 28, the first few verses of that chapter. Now, after the Sabbath, towards dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Let us pray. Father, we gather tonight again to pray for America. And we pray, Lord God, in the light and with the strength and in the power of the resurrection of Christ, the victory of good over evil, the victory of grace over sin, the victory of truth over falsehood. And we know that as we pray for America, we pray for the ongoing victory of these gifts, these graces, these building blocks of our freedom. Lord God, we pray that we will continue to be vessels to bring about the victory of truth and of life, of freedom and of justice. Bless our efforts, give success to the work of our hands in every state, and enable us tonight, Lord, to grow even more in our confidence as we equip one another to win these elections. We ask all of this through the one who has conquered death, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, Brooke, it's great to have you here, and Erin. And first of all, we should tell people what brought about your visit here today. Erin is actually going to transition her mission, her work within the movement. She'll still be closely associated with all the pro-life movement and with us at Priests for Life. But you're going to take on a new position that Brooke kind of oversees. Tell us what it's going to be.
Yes, I will be transitioning from Priests for Life to be working as a field director based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. and will be working under Brooke as the state director for Michigan. And as Father Frank mentioned, I look forward to remaining in close contact with Priests for Life and collaborating in our joint mission.
Well, many of our viewers have been in touch with you personally, directly, on our voter training calls that we have regularly. And so, you know, many of them know you, and I'm sure are glad to know that you won't be a stranger. What's it been like working here, you know, with...
Choose your words carefully.
It has been a great honor working here. I've really enjoyed getting to know some of you, some of the various election volunteers
right.
and supporters mm-hmm. and working with some of you out there on our election calls.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be in good hands going forward. You can continue to encourage people to sign up at prolifevolunteer.com.
Right.
The trainings will be ongoing. And even though I will not correspond with you, my colleague Mary Stein will be responding to the vote at priestsforlife.org.
That's email. Right. That's right.
And if she has questions, she also has the ability to reach out to me as well as the other amazing staff here at Priest for Life.
Well, we were very excited to bring you on a couple of years ago because you had worked for the successful Glenn Youngkin campaign. So we said, oh, we have a winner here. This is great. And yeah, you've been a great contribution to our team efforts and you'll continue to be, as I said. And because, you know, in the pro-life movement, we collaborate with all the groups. And one of our best friends has been Susan B. Anthony. It used to be Susan B. Anthony List. Now it's Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. But Marjorie Dannenfelser and I go back decades. So, I mean, we've been friends for decades. And we've just been in the trenches, ups and downs and
that's
in between.
That's the verbiage I like to use, too. We're in the trenches.
We really are.
I say that every day.
We really are. Tell us a little bit about your work and your background.
So I've been in the ground game for a while, but it's new fun for me to be focusing on Michigan now. Mm-hmm. I am really enjoying the challenges that we're facing up there this cycle and field, even if there are stones in it, right?
Yes.
So one thing after another, we move the stones out of the way and nothing's going to stop us, right? So our work at the doors, having direct voter contact,
yes,
we believe is the most effective way to directly impact results of this upcoming election. And I really am enjoying seeing the difference that we're making in the field. Every time I train someone to canvass and knock on doors and do our survey and our script, I can tell through the way it was designed and how we deliver it that we really are making a difference in not only informing people about issues or politicians, but really about the issue itself and helping them realize even if, say, they're not pro-life, they realize mm-hmm. they're not as pro-choice as they think they are, right?
Yes. All right. And, you know, in regard to that, I want to talk about two things here. First, just in general, not just in regard to Michigan, but the whole idea, I mean, many of our viewers here, I would say all our viewers, they're concerned about America. They want to win this election. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of justifiable anger and anxiety at the destruction we see being unleashed on our country by so many, you know, incompetent leaders. The problem here we have is, okay, how do we translate that energy, that anxiety into action? And I want to ask you just to comment, and both of you did already just a little bit, that one of the best activities for winning elections is simply that face-to-face contact with mm-hmm. the voters, mm-hmm. either face-to-face in front of their door, mm-hmm. or voice to voice over the phone. Are people correct to understand those are above all the two most effective kinds of activities?
Absolutely. So yeah. There, I actually know someone who wrote their dissertation in graduate school. They wrote a dissertation for a PhD specifically focusing on how much more effective actual direct voter contact, especially at the door, mm-hmm. Meaning canvassing, how much more effective that is than any other form of voter contact.
Right,
so whether
right.
by mail, by phone, by text, TV, radio, all the ads, social media, everything. People are 40% more likely to actually go and vote if they've actually had that face-to-face conversation with someone, even if it was only for 90 seconds.
Yes.
They're more likely to remember that interaction than they are something that they read on a mail or a commercial they saw on TV or something they heard on the radio, all of those kinds of things. So it's extremely important.
Well, you can just imagine them going into the voting booth or if they're filling out a mail-in ballot and they look at the name. Oh, yeah, John Smith. He was at my door. He's the one that came to visit me. Oh, I'm going to vote for him. They might not even thinking about the issues, but, oh, yeah, he came to visit me. That's how much he wanted my vote. He took the time, took the trouble, or one of his people to knock at my door on his behalf. People remember that. They do. They remember that because it is a, I mean, we're all getting messages all the time, whether email, social media, on TV, on the radio, but there's nothing like that face to face. So in other words, if any one of our viewers right now wants to do this,
yes,
what do they do?
First of all, we would love to have your volunteers and viewers join us. It's for us to reach our goals, right, and impact this election. We need an army, as I call it, an army out in there in the trenches.
That's right.
For this direct voter contact initiative. So we're active in 8 states. We are in, obviously, Michigan. Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, North Carolina, Montana, actually, and Georgia.
Now, thinking about those states, and we've commented on it here before on these programs in quite a bit of detail, let's remind our viewers, the reason you named those states just now is presidential and Senate.
Correct.
Right? Presidential, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, those are
three. They're all swing states, yeah, for sure.
Michigan, too, mm-hmm. is in that category. Mm-hmm. Some people say to a little
Ohio,
bit. Pennsylvania and Ohio. Now, we also have Senate, Montana. You mentioned mm-hmm. Montana because of the Senate.
Correct.
John Tester, right? And then Ohio is Senate. Mm-hmm. And so is Pennsylvania. It's a little tougher in Pennsylvania.
And Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, so we're basically every state that we're in, we focus on the federal level.
Yes.
The reasons behind that, for your viewers that may not know, if you think about it, you know, getting a pro-life president in the White House and getting back the majority in the Senate,
right.
that's how we protect Dobbs. You know,
right.
keeping the other side from packing the Supreme Court,
right.
keeping them from getting radical justices get put on the Supreme Court. That's how we control that through the Senate, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why we focus on the federal level in particular. Our mm-hmm. efforts do generally help down ballot, but mm-hmm. we typically focus solely on presidential and Senate races.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And you know, you used an important phrase there that we don't think about enough. You know, we've got Dobbs. We celebrate Dobbs. But we got to protect Dobbs. Because mm-hmm. the other side wants to reverse that.
Correct.
And they'll try. Mm-hmm. And they'll try every way they can. Okay. So back to the question of people actually do. Now, we, of course, Aaron, has been a key point for us here. And vote at priestsforlife.org. Pro-life vote is our website for the elections. But people who are in touch with us already, we will refer them to these activities that you're
Fantastic.
Doing in all these states. We're obviously reaching a big audience here in all these states. But how can they also reach you directly?
So as far as, you know, wanting to join the team and be active with us in the field, the easiest thing for them to do is to go onto our website, sbaprolife.org.
Right.
They can click on Get Involved, and it says join the team, you know, in the field.
Okay.
Right? They can fill out just a simple contact form,
yeah.
and the relevant state director for whichever state that they're in, that we're active in, will be able to reach out to them. But it's. I want to also add something that we hadn't said yet. What we do in the field, it is a job. So we actually are paying.
You're actually hiring.
It's correct.
Yeah.
So it's not a volunteer position.
Yeah.
So if that helps anybody watching, right,
you can
make some money doing this.
Make
as
some
well.
Money.
Uh-huh. We do a minimum of 5 hours a week is required for the job, maximum of 40. And we basically pay between $15 and $20 an hour, depending on the number of hours you work. Mm-hmm. So the more hours you work, the more you make, essentially. Mm-hmm. We also reimburse mileage as well. And a great part about it is it's really flexible. So they can work 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. or sunset, whichever comes first.
Right.
And it's a great way, honestly, to really put your spiritual courage into action, for sure.
Right. Well, for those that are just joining us, friends, we're talking with Brooke Baker from Michigan. She's the state director for SBA Pro-Life America. And we have Erin Parfait, our own political coordinator, national political coordinator, with us. And she's transitioning to work with the Michigan team in these next days. So, Brooke, if someone's living in a different state and they want to help in Michigan or they want to help in one of these other states, can they, I mean, certainly for phone calls, it doesn't matter where they are, right? They could sign up to do phone calls into Michigan from where they are, can't they?
Sure. Yeah. We our field operations mainly focus on, like I said, direct voter contact at the doors.
Yes.
Out in the field, in the trenches, as we call it. But Absolutely. If they sign up to want to get involved on our website, then we will reach out to them and see what we can work out. Essentially.
Now, what if they want to knock on doors? Can they kind of like come into the state for a few weeks, to even if they live somewhere else?
If they're interesting that you ask that, I just faced that recently. I would say, you know, they have to meet certain requirements to
okay.
get a job,
right?
Right,
right, right.
Yeah, I've got to be able to complete a 9-9, that kind of thing. This is a job, right? Not just a volunteer position. But depending on how much they want to work, mm-hmm. right? Something like that could certainly be worked out.
Theoretically, it's possible. Mm-hmm. There'll be certain conditions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I can say that I moved to Florida specifically in 2016 to take a job mm-hmm. with Susan B. Anthony. So
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm sure there would be certain conditions that would have to be met. But all I'm saying to our viewers is that it is possible.
Yeah.
For example, I don't expect anyone to move to Michigan to only work 5 hours a week for us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if they're willing to come for a short term, but wanting to knock a significant amount of doors, even if it's only for a few weeks, then most certainly I'd love to speak to them.
Let's talk about Michigan, the specific dynamics of Michigan a little bit. It's a state where 2 years ago we had one of those ballot initiatives pass. We were working hard with the different groups with regard to that Proposal 3. And then the following year they enacted a statute to put those provisions into law. Mm. Essentially, abortion on demand, although there were certain limits that they couldn't go beyond it. This is an interesting dynamic, and I want to talk about this because I know that going through the doors and the messaging we're giving to the people, I think, ties into this, because it's like, how far do you really want to go on the abortion issue? You know, most people, even if they identify themselves as pro-choice or as Democrat, we saw this in a poll that we just did with the McLaughlin group, that we knew already what we were going to find. That most people, even saying they're pro-choice, are not going to go for abortion on demand. They don't want certain reasonable limits. Mm-hmm. And even in Michigan, you know, I was up there just the other day, as a matter mm-hmm. of fact. But last year I gave a legislative talk, and some of the Democrat legislators were saying, the statute that we're voting on, it goes too far. And they were saying things like, you know, it's very reasonable that, for example, a woman who's going to get an abortion should be given information and being given an extra day to think about it. Or very reasonable that people who don't want to have their tax money used to pay for abortion should be able to opt out of that. Or that if you're a parent, you know, you should know what's going on with your minor age daughter. What are you finding in Michigan along these same lines? And how's that going to play into knocking on the doors and messaging to these voters?
Right. So several things there. First of all, you're absolutely right. We know that all the polls show that most Americans, right? Most people, as you said, most Americans do believe in reasonable restrictions. Okay. Not everybody is going to believe what we do of where life begins or if it starts with conception. They don't know exactly where they maybe draw the line on abortion, but they do know that the moment of birth is too far. 9 months is too far. Right. Most Americans, most people do believe in reasonable restrictions. So first of all, knowing that, we're able to be more effective at the doors. So, for example, let's say I knock on your door and introduce myself and basically inform you of that, mm-hmm. that most people believe in reasonable restrictions on abortion.
Right.
OK, I'm not standing there to argue, really directly persuade you, to talk to you about timelines, exceptions, all that kind of thing. If I just informed you of that fact and then asked you if you agree that there should at least, for example, at least be restrictions on late term abortion. And if I asked you that and you told me, well, no, I think it should be every woman's choice. But then I say back something along the lines of, OK, well, just to clarify, do you think it should be every woman's choice all the way up to the moment of birth at a full term 9 months? Obviously, the vast majority, you know, maybe 99% of people, when they hear it that way, cringe.
Right.
As they should.
Right.
They cringe and say, well, that's a little extreme.
Okay. Right.
Well, guess what? I just made you realize, right? The light bulb went off. Oh, so you do think there should be some restrictions. You just told me that's too far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm here to inform you, you know, that there are certain people running for office, like we said, we're focused on presidential and Senate races, you know, that think there should be no restrictions at all. have literally voted for the Up Until Birth Act. I mean, it's those kinds of things that I can literally see the light bulb go off in their head, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it's making an impact at the doors, and it's making an impact on those persuadable voters, and making sure that pro-lifers in general know the stance on, you know, people that they may not want to endorse if they believe the way we
exactly
do.
Right. Exactly. And you found the same thing, haven't you, Aaron, dealing with people, calling them from here, from our office, and interacting with folks. Tell us about what you've seen.
Absolutely. It's similar to what Brooke shared. I mean, there's a lot of people who have certain values, but they don't necessarily know how the different candidates align with that. Democrat, Republican, any party, whoever. So it's been really rewarding just to watch the light bulb go off for people as you connect those dots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as I said, it's people already have their values. It's just giving them all the information that they need to make an informed vote that aligns with their pre-existing values.
Yeah, and I always say too, to add to that, I always say too, when I'm training our field reps out there in Michigan, I always make sure that they know, you know, it's not, again, I've already mentioned that we don't argue. We're not even directly trying to persuade.
Right.
It's also that my goal is not knocking on the door with the intention of, oh, I'm really going to enlighten this person and educate them. It's done so naturally through the way we deliver our information and the few questions that we ask.
Right.
It's done so naturally that I call it indirect, you know, persuasion.
Right.
That's how it makes a difference without even having to make someone, you know, uncomfortable or being forceful or, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah, exactly. Well, friends, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Aaron Parfait, our national political coordinator, and Brooke Baker, who is from directing the state of Michigan and helping out through SBA Pro-Life America, one of our strong colleagues and friends in this movement. Now, for those of you who are in contact with us, you want to volunteer in these ways, we'll connect you with the necessary people. Vote@priestsforlife.org is the email, as you know, and prolifevote.com is the website. And again, your website is SBA.
SBAprolife.org.
Right.
You can even email me directly if you want. It's Brooke, B-R-O-O-K-E, at SBA, excuse me, Anthony, SBAListField.org.
Listfield, yes. Mm-hmm. That's you're the ones in the field.
Yeah.
And not at the
right.
office. You're
but
in the field.
They can also find the join the team and more information on our field teams just by going to the website, sbaprolife.org.
We have a few more minutes. I just want to hit on the Senate races. We have a good chance of taking back the Senate.
Absolutely.
In 2024. Mm-hmm. The map is in our favor. It has been in our favor all year. It's one of the best maps we've had in the Senate in a while. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are defending far more seats than we have to defend. And we've got a few easy, West Virginia should be no-brainer pickup, Montana, Arizona. But tell us more about the Senate race in Michigan.
So currently, our strategy is really to inform, is to inform people about how extreme Alyssa Slotkin is in particular.
Okay.
Right. Our primary, the Senate primary in Michigan, is not until August. So we are not officially endorsing anyone on the other side yet, but we can already definitely tell you that it, you know, won't be Alyssa Slotkin. We're essentially going to be going with whoever the opposite of her is, right? She is actually for both infanticide, meaning if a baby survives a failed abortion attempt, she thinks that they should not be rendered.
It's aid, unbelievable.
Just left helpless. She's also voted for the Up Until Birth Act, numerous things that should make, you know, most people cringe, honestly. Mm-hmm. So it's really about getting the word out and making sure that they know that about her, because we know, and I'm sure you know as well, that this issue, right, which is so precious, of course, the issue of abortion and or the issue of life, as I call it, it consistently polls for a couple of years now, at least it consistently polls as one of the very top issues that voters are actually basing their vote on. So making sure that they know her stance in particular, at least on abortion is critical to actually turn the seat in that state.
Now, what about election integrity? I mean, I know, Aaron, we've dealt with it here. In fact, we've had various activities for our volunteers to actually engage in helping to clean up voter rolls in certain places. It's a concern nationwide. The awareness of it is through the roof as compared to just 4 years ago. A lot of measures have been passed in a lot of states. A lot of court battles are still ongoing, and we've gotten some good victories. In Michigan, what can you tell us about how do we increase the confidence of voters that, hey, listen, you know, we know there's always a certain amount of fraud and cheating. That's human nature. But you can vote with confidence. How do we increase their confidence, specifically in Michigan?
Well, I can tell you, at least as far as our organization goes, part of what we do at the doors is making sure that not only that people know their position on abortion and the presidential and Senate, you know, information on those candidates, but also making sure that they know that if they want to receive, for example, a mail-in ballot, you know, we're not just going to give them one, but we can help them request. They can receive a request form to get a mail-in ballot, and I've actually seen a few dozen people at least in recent trainings that I've done. People have said like, "Oh, thank you so much. Actually, yes, I was wondering how I was going to get there this year."
Yeah.
Right. So I've been glad to see that we're making a difference there as well. I also know that, you know, there's been recently a big push for precinct delegates in Michigan, and that's part of their drive to really help with election integrity. But beyond that, you know, it's probably above my pay grade, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, certainly, you know, as I've been saying on this program constantly, there's always a certain margin of fraud, but there's a margin beyond which they cannot go. Mm-hmm. And we simply have to override that margin. In other words, the value, the benefit, the logical conclusion of all of this is always the same. Get out and vote. Because if we get out in overwhelming numbers,
sure,
there's a certain point beyond which they cannot overcome,
right,
which with whatever kind of fraud they want to try to use.
Right. So if for example, and I'm making these numbers up, but if say you thought there was 3% fraud or something like that,
right,
well, let's make sure that we get 4% more than that.
Exactly.
To vote.
Then we win.
Again, that's the biggest, you know, one of the big points of going out there and making sure that people know to go vote. They know,
right,
how they're going to vote, that they're informed.
Right.
And then that they remember that interaction and do actually go out to the polls when it comes time.
It's a numbers game. It's mm-hmm. a numbers game.
Turning out the vote. Isn't it funny? They always say, well, this is all, it's going to be a turnout race. Whoever turns out. Yeah. You think? Yeah,
by definition.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So that's part of it, right?
It sure is.
Getting everyone to turn out and actually vote.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. So, Erin, any particular words of encouragement for, well, what are you going to have her do in Michigan, by the way?
She is going to be recruiting.
Okay.
Okay. So viewers out there, again, she's going to be recruiting you. She's going to be recruiting, training, and managing a team of paid field representatives.
Okay.
Yeah. So she'll be recruiting organically, right, from going to events and local organizations, churches, pregnancy resource centers, things like that, recruiting and helping grow the team for her, specifically focusing on the west side of Michigan.
The west side, okay.
Right. She's going to be in Grand Rapids, but she'll have a large territory around there, so really on the west side. And then she'll train them. Our trainings are very thorough. We sit down and go through our whole manual with them, policies and procedures, role play the script,
right,
make sure that they're all set and all that. And then we go in the field and knock doors with them, making sure they know how to do it, that they know how to use the app on their phone that we use to collect the data at the doors, and that tells them which doors they're looking for based off our targeted data modeling system, right? Tells them which voters they're looking to speak to, that kind of thing. And so she'll be training them, and then she'll be managing them, making sure that they're doing things the way that we need them to be done. We have a very high bar for the type of employees that we hire onto our team to do this work. We're very diligent and judicious and efficient with our donor money that is being spent on this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's over $90 million that's being spent on our ground game alone this year in these 8 states. And we are grateful for every single donor that we have, whether it's a major donor or a little old lady on fixed income that gives $50 a month because mm-hmm. she believes in what we do.
Believes in it, yeah.
And you better believe it that I am not going to let anybody do this job the wrong way.
Right.
So
we
hold them to a high standard. So she'll be managing them in that regard too.
Excellent. Excellent. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess just to let our supporters know that the election trainings will be ongoing. Mm-hmm. You can continue to reach out to us and we will be in touch as different opportunities come up, whether it's Susan B. Anthony or any other opportunity that anyone may want to get involved in.
Right.
And you will be in good hands with Mary Stein, who will be answering the vote email, and all of the Priests for Life staff. It has been a great honor to be here the last 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. I have learned a lot about the pro-life movement. Mm-hmm. That I'm sure will be beneficial in coaching future canvassers and how to talk about this issue more effectively and field some of the questions that they receive.
Doing the Lord's work.
That's right. Well, thank you.
It has been a great honor to work with you, Frank Levone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Brooke, we're delighted to have you here today.
Thank you so much.
I hope it won't be the last time.
I've been thrilled to be here. I've really enjoyed it.
Come anytime. We'll get you back on the program, especially as things intensify as we get closer to November. Early voting in Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know what we're saying to people this year? It says, don't talk about November 5th as election day. Talk about the first day of early voting in your state. That's election day. And you can vote after that if you have to, mm-hmm. but get out
just
there. We want to
make sure to get out and vote.
That's
absolutely
right.
And if you're in Montana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, Arizona, North Carolina,
Georgia.
If you're in any of those states and you want to make a difference and protect God's children, put your spiritual courage into action, please visit our website, sbaprolife.org. You'll find a way on there. You can click around and it says join the team. You'll be able to fill out a contact form there. And we'd love to bring you on board.
And even if you don't live in those states, if you know someone who's looking for maybe a part-time job in one of those states, you have a child who's going to college and may mm-hmm. need a part-time job in the pro-life movement, it is perfect for that as well.
She's already working into her new role.
That's right.
Part of recruiting, you got to say, hey, even if it's not you, I guarantee you know somebody who knows somebody who knows
that's
somebody
always,
that wants this job.
Yes.
Help us cast our net as wide as possible. And if you're a college student, we also have a national college student team as well. They go on, we call them deployments, on their breaks, mm-hmm. and obviously during summer, but in their fall break, spring break, all those kinds of things, and kind of descend on an area and knock a ton of doors. And again, just really enjoy making a difference, protecting God's children.
Praise God. Thank you both for what you do.
Thank
we
you
look forward
much.
To being
Thank
in touch.
You.
Let's turn back to the Lord now and pray for the success of these efforts. Father, we ask, as the body of Christ, we ask you to send again the Holy Spirit upon this nation that you have so blessed, upon the voters. Lord, awaken your people to know the urgency of this moment, to save this nation, to renew this nation, to bring this nation back to life and to the protection of life. Lord God, we vote this election to protect our very basic freedoms. We vote to protect our children, not only in the womb, but in their education and in their future work and in their safety in our communities. Lord, there are so many issues and so many dangers. Send the Holy Spirit upon our fellow citizens to awaken them to the urgency of this moment. Lord God, we ask you in particular, bless the efforts that we have discussed today, the people who will be literally knocking on the doors of our fellow citizens. Bless, you know in advance every encounter. You know in advance every person who will be answering those doors, and you know every person who will be answering the phones. From now, from this moment now, Lord God, send the Holy Spirit upon them, that they may be open, that they may be ready to listen, that they may learn, that they may have a positive experience, and that this may lead them to be even more motivated to vote and to vote in a way that advances the culture of life. Bless those who will be doing this work. Give them the, first of all, spiritual and physical protection. Give them, Lord God, a sharpness of spirit, perseverance in the labor that has to be undertaken. Give them strength and constantly renew their energy. And Lord, send forth numerous people to step up to the plate and to take on this work. You yourself know those that will be inspired to respond to this call and to say, yes, I will help. Lord God, we ask you even now, strengthen them, let them hear the call, let them see the opportunity, and give them strength to carry it out. Bless all of us. Give us, Lord God, public servants who know the difference between serving the public and killing the public. Lord God, if a politician can't respect the life of a little baby, how are they supposed to respect ours? Bring us back to life in America. We ask all of this in the name of the one who conquered death, the one who is the author of life, Jesus Christ our Lord. And now we pray in the words that he gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thanks, Amen. Friends, for joining us. Thank you again, Brooke and Erin.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you all, friends, and we'll be back. Follow all our broadcasts here at endabortion.tv and on Right Side Broadcasting. We're very grateful to you and all of our partners. Thank you, and God bless you.
Priests for Life, saving lives for over 30 years.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.